This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Message.
Hey man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you received this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Your work technology should help your organization run better. Monday.com is an intuitive platform designed to help teams of all sizes work better together and maximize results. With Monday.com, you can easily customize your workflows to fit your team's exact needs and create automated updates to keep everyone up to speed in real time. Experience the power of a single platform that replaces your costly tech toolbox and the headache that comes with it. To start your 14-day free trial, go to monday.com.
Hi, welcome. This is That Millwall Podcast. This is Mickey. Bit of a sore throat, but don't worry, I've not got COVID and I'm not sharing. We've done a show before Remembrance Day game with a couple of the squaddies on. We were joined by, I think, Ian come in on the phone call. We were joined by one of the Submariners. This time, it's slightly different. We've got the Army, the Submariners, and the Army, and Danny O'Callaghan is with us. And I just thought it'd be good, for those of you listening, just to hear what it was like on the day from their point of view. We know what it was like. We saw it. We know what it was and everything else. But I just thought it'd be good to hear about the day, what they thought of Millwall's hospitality, the fans' reception, etc., etc. So, look, we're going to get into that and we're going to kick off with part one, and that's going to be straight after this interlude. See, two big words. Hi, welcome back. This is part one. First of all, then, it's only going to be polite to say good evening to Eddie, good evening to Archie, good evening to Jake, good evening to Danny. And if I start again with you, Eddie, if you want to tell us who you are and where you're from, as in service-wise, and then I'll move to you, Archie, you, Jake, and then Danny will come to you last. So good evening, Eddie. Welcome to the show. If you could tell us a little bit about you then.
Yeah, hi. Real name, Martin Edwards. As with the forces, you always get a nickname, and Eddie the Edwards was always quite a common one to have. I've been in the Navy 32 years. I've been on submarines for that 32 years. I'm based down in the southwest, and I've pretty much been all over the world, as far as Australia, Singapore, America. But I've always followed Millwall. From an early age, just through my family's roots in London. I think you know, the best submarine story was, with a Millwall fact about it, is we surfaced off Singapore during just before the FA Cups kicked off, and I managed to listen to it on the radio outside the captain's cabin. So I wasn't in country for it, but I did sort of that was it. Captain surface submarine, so I could hear it. So that was great.
That's quite a good claim to fame, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The FA Cup final, you could listen to us get spanked in the sunshine of Singapore as such. But yeah, I suppose below, yeah. Were you still just above surfacing?
We basically just, so we're going through the islands. So yeah, the semi-final I was actually in Singapore for, so I watched that then.
Okay, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Archie comes from a big Millwall family. Hopefully they'll increase our numbers by huge amounts. Archie's, you're related to Harvey Brown, aren't you?
Yeah. His cousin.
Who's well known. And so then, Archie, tell us a bit about you, your Millwall following, and obviously what you do. Where are you?
Yeah. So not quite as exciting as Eddie, but I'm in the army. I'm in the infantry, 1PWRR. I've been based out in Cyprus. I've been based out in Germany, and I'm now based in Woolwich, which I'm quite happy about because it means I can go Millwall again every weekend. As you said, Millwall family from Bermondsey. Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah, I know your dad. And Roy, and yeah, most of the people you know. To be fair, Jake, come on in. Tell us a bit about you, apart from you being a cunt. But yeah, come
on. Yeah. Well, I'm a good cunt. That's what I am good at. So, yeah. So, I am also infantry as well, different regiment, the Rifles. I served out in 2 tours of Afghanistan, tour of Kosovo, was front line and done the proper shit back then. Then decided I wanted to go and blow stuff up and blow things. So, I joined the Bugles Platoon, which doubles up as the Assault Pioneers. So, we do the basic level of engineering for the infantry. Millwall through and through, tattooed on.
That really works for a podcast, you cock.
Yeah.
tattooed on. You have to watch YouTube now to see Jake get his tits out.
They know it's tattooed on. I'm just hoping most people look.
We could have all sat there and said, what tattoo? We can't see any tattoo.
For the time that was there, I brought three of the veterans with me. I was doing the bugling in what I would class as veterans kit on game day.
Exactly. Yep, you were there in the middle. If you look at a picture of the three forces on the pitch, Jake's the one holding the little silver thing and is the one blowing the horn. So, you can see the pictures of that as well. So, yeah. And we're joined by Danny O'Callaghan, Millwall fan. Luckiest Millwall fan in the world, I think. He's won three tickets from Manson Bet, and he's won three tickets from someone else doing a competition on Twitter. So, if there's any competitions on Twitter and you want some advice, come and speak to Danny, and he'll tell you how to win it. So, welcome to the show, Danny. Not the first time you've been on us. You're on it because you're involved, because obviously the bench at Millwall is in remembrance of your brother.
Yes. So, bench's been there a few years now. And, such an honour to, as growing up with all Bermondsey family and always Millwall through and through. Used to go Millwall with my brother. Before he passed, and yeah, it's just nice that the club continued to remember him.
It's quite weird. I'll be a bit of an open disclosure to this. My missus, my wife, her best friend died 2004, November 2004, and he was only a young kid. He was only what, 20 something, I think he was. I don't even know if he was 20, to be fair. I think he was about early 20s, in fact. Where are we? I can't figure it out now in my head. But we used to go and see his grave all the time. And there was a bench next to his grave, what we used to sit on. So where it was, we used to sit down and you know, look at the surrounding area, because at the time there wasn't a lot around there. It was all nice, open and there. And it wasn't until a few years later on that it dawned on me that actually the bench I was sitting on at the cemetery was your brother's bench as well. And and then obviously coming in with Millwall, I suddenly realised when I was found on the board and everything else coming in, obviously the connection, meeting people like John Davis and Lee Evans and Spanish and other people like that. Obviously the connection, what he had with the Millwall fan base and it's gone on. They've done superb work. I said it before and I say it again, that Lee's bench now has been recognised as an official war memorial. It was done the Wednesday before the memorial game, But obviously going forward now, it's going to be done. So, yeah, we'll get on to that a bit later on in the pod about the tributes to that. But we'll start with you, Eddie. Do you want to run through what your day consisted of to a degree? What you got up to there? I mean, I know you were poppy collecting and drinking beer, but how was your day as a whole before we went on the pitch? What was you up to?
So I was going with five other Submariners, none of them being Millwall supporters, Man United, Rangers. You know, well, you spoke to Midge quite a bit.
Yeah.
And they were very sort of blasé about what the day was going to be like. We stopped at the Witherspoons at Surrey Quays on the way over. Thought we'll have a couple of pints in there. Didn't buy a round in there. No one would let us buy a round. So we thought, well, this is a good start to the day. Got to Millwall. As we got closer to the ground, you could feel the buzz of the place. I mean, the hairs on the back of my neck would stand up when I see the place. I love it. You know, I like it's just that anticipation of, you know, your day, the game. Then we met you pretty much straight away as soon as we got there. We spoke for a bit, and then we got showed around and what we were going to be doing. Had a couple more beers, settled the nerves. And then I was sort of speaking to the lads of how they're getting on and whatever. And you know what? Every one of them said, what a lovely club, what a lovely atmosphere, and said the fans, for everyone that they've met, has been absolutely fantastic with them. And as I say, the day one, it was such a privilege for me to do that, I didn't walk out on the pitch. I walked around with all the fans and seeing everyone just sort of raising the roof as you walk past, you know, all the kids wanting a high five. It was big emotional day, but yeah, absolutely loved it. Thank you for that.
I mean, Archie, you're obviously, you're a massive Millwall fan. Millwall's in your blood. It's in your family's blood. You know, you've got big connections to Millwall with people there and you know, the family and whatnot. But how is it for you to obviously be pitch side, walking round and being involved in it? I mean, how was that for you? And obviously, you were involved afterwards as well, weren't you?
With the putting the reefs on the bench.
Yeah. So, I mean, how we'll come on to the reef bit afterwards and a bit later on. But how is it for you being there, being a Millwall fan? And can you understand now what? And Gary Rowlett sits in the interview and says, the 12th man really helped us. How loud is it being pitch side when Millwall fans scream and shout?
Oh, it's so much louder. Proper louder. I got told to wait to go into the middle pitch and you see how loud it really is. Then you know once you do it. But yeah, the day itself, what a privilege. I've wanted to do it for so long. You've probably seen me at times as we were walking around the pitch, I was just staring in amazement at the fans. So, I was, you know what I mean? The poppy collecting beforehand, it was good. I wouldn't even say that I was surprised with the way that the fans were. It's almost, you obviously, like you said, from the club, I know what it's like, I know what to expect. And we honestly are the best football supporters in England. And the way the club treat you, it was good. You just like a celebrity for the day, really. You feel more of a celebrity than the players on the pitch, the way everyone treats you.
No, that's it. And I think Jake can speak for this because Jake's done, what, 3 years now, three times now, haven't you?
Yeah, three times. Yeah.
So our fans uphold the military in the highest of standards. You know, fucking Kim Kardashians and all of them. On our Remembrance Day, the only people what are the most important are the military, because you've given up stuff so that we can, you know, we can sit there and talk like a cunt, do whatever it is. It is what it is. And it's our way of giving back. You'll find that, you know, a lot of the times if you do poppy collections, people find shrapnel in their pocket and load it up. But you'll find with doing it here, you get lots and lots of notes. You know, people just throw fucking notes at you, and those buckets get filled up double quick. But yeah, Jake, what's your this is your third year. What's your views on this year?
So obviously last year we done it to an empty pitch. So it was, you know, still even just being there with an empty pitch, like it's still a privilege. It's always a privilege to do.
Yeah, last year we had to change it last minute. We weren't allowed. The FA blocked service military going onto the pitch, even though there was no one in there, but you basically couldn't go on the pitch. So what happened last year was the focal point became Lee's bench, didn't it? As such, it was everything was done.
I ended up being allowed to go on to the corner of the pitch and play from there as well. And there's a lovely picture of me on the Instagram doing it. But this year, having the fans back again, I've got to say it's nerve wracking because you know you're only going to get it afterwards if you drop anything, and especially at your own club. It's lucky I'm deaf and I've got ear defence, really, because with that ear defence, at least it dulls it down a little bit. But you're still, from the moment that first bit comes in and they say we're about to play, you know, we will remember them. It is dead silent. Yeah, I've heard a couple of videos. There is obviously one pillock singing, but you always get them everywhere. But majority of it, you can hear a pin drop as you're playing. And that's a scary, scary fact when you're faced by, you know, the biggest small club in the world. Do you know what I mean?
I think it was about just under 15,000 there, I think, on Saturday. And it probably sounded like there was 100,000 there, to be fair. It was immense. I mean, I was lucky enough to obviously get you all round, and I'll come on to my experience of the day a bit later on. But Danny, you were there. You were in the corner in front of, and we've got to give a shout out to Shona. Shona is unbelievable. If you don't know who Shona is your sporting liaison officer for Millwall. She basically does the same sort of job, but to be honest with you, probably better than what I had done it as fan on the board. I was unpaid. She's paid by the club, so she's got a few more levels there. But don't take that away from her. She is a superb supporter liaison. When I was fan on the board, she was my disabled coordinator. She looked after the disabled fans and done an absolute superb job. And she's smashed this job out of the park, if I'm honest, mate. And Danny will probably tell you bits and pieces what she's done in a minute as well. But Danny, how was it for you and your missus being in front of your brother's flag and watching the whole service take place as such, and then obviously the saluting you, which is obviously an ultimate mark of respect. But, I mean, how was it for you that day?
Well, I've been to a few of these games in the past, and I always know it's a special game. The crowd, like you just said, are just unbelievable. And I've seen them when Bombers walked around the pitch and things like that. And I've actually been in the crowd when they're all chanting, "Army, Army," and that kind of stuff. But to actually walk around and take my position and be on the receiving end of the crowd, that's just like the other three just said, it's a different atmosphere. It's absolutely immense. And then just waiting there and hearing as the rest of the boys walked around, just the crowd absolutely riled up for it. It's a magical feeling. It really is a special, special feeling.
I mean, for those of you who were at the game and don't realise, basically, we wanted to do things slightly different this year. So before kickoff, we were only going to be allowed to put a couple of reefs on the pitch. And then Billy Taylor, who's obviously the communications director at Millwall, suddenly made a decision that we could have an extra reef on the pitch. That extra reef was Lee's reef with Danny, what the service personnel, Bomber and Connor, took out. And then obviously they brought it back to you, which I think was a fantastic. I mean, you know, you lot spoke on a personal note. This is this is so stressful for me and Mel. More so to Mel than me. All I have to do is deal with a load of hairy ass squaddies and Navy boys and this year Submariners. All I've got to do is make sure you boys are happy and make sure that the crazy ideas I have, Bomber can figure them into military speak and make it happen. But this year was very emotional. I can't remember a lot about the day. I've looked at all the pictures, and obviously, hopefully, I'll get more videos. Danny will send them over eventually once he's edited all the bits out, I think. But Danny will send me some, and other people will send some, and I'll see more of it. And the couple of bits what got me the most was the rehearsal went really well. The main event, we had a couple of latecomers because they couldn't get away from people donating money to them. But it was the fact of, and you were with me, Danny, we walked round, obviously, half the pitch to the corner where your brother was, right, in between, obviously, Coldblow Lane and Kitchener Stand. And it was, as we were walking round and the soldiers were taking their points on the on the gates, that people were coming down from the stands. People were walking forward and shaking your hand and saying, thank you for your service, well done, great for you to be here. People taking selfies with you. People, do you know what? And that's the thing what I just couldn't get my head around. And I've looked at videos because I was videoing it going, you know, I've got some other videos where I was walking around with you. Maybe I'll put one of those out soon. But it was just, it was, yeah, I suppose like I just said, it was as if you were the biggest selling recording artist in the world and everybody wanted a piece of you. But it was kids, adults, women, everybody just wanted to come and shake your hand, wanted to say thank you. And then where we were, it was just when that bugle started and everything started, you know, we will not forget them, you know, we will not forget them, the last, you know, the sun going down, and then Jake starts, it just then hairs on the back of your neck stood up. You were just like, fuck, there's a big crowd here and it's Millwall, and it just went silent. And Derby, hats off to Derby, they just, you know, their fans just took it on board and just silent. We had a few latecomers coming in who were making a noise, but they got told to shut up rather quickly and and it was done. But, you know, what people don't realise as well, until the Saturday before when Huddersfield did the way they did it with the last post, we weren't going to be having last post. And then, luckily enough, again with Billy, Billy went, you know, on the day of Huddersfield, texted and went, have you seen, did you see what Huddersfield? And I was like, yeah. And he went, right. And I said, well, that's the way we've got to do it. And we've done it. And I think it was probably the right way. The bugle went superbly. The ref blew that whistle.
Thank you.
And Jesus Christ, when that whistle went, and then the fans suddenly kicked in and went up, that was just unbelievable. And then when everyone was coming round, and I made sure that I kept all the Millwall fans to walk in front of Coldblow Lane at the end of it, and you boys did what you did with the videos, getting the crowd up and all that, the crowd just suddenly lifted to another level. It was just, I mean, Archie, you were there in that bit. How was that? That was mad.
Maybe for not the one sitting in the thing, but for me at the front, what a special moment. It's lit up there with like one of the best moments of my entire life.
If I had scored in that split second where we were in front of that end, I got a feeling that we would have been inundated with the players. I think the players would have just absolutely jumped on us.
It was mental.
I can't put into words what that bit was. Normally it's Bomber. Bomber, normally we have something planned and I'll go to Bomber, go on and just do what you need to do.
And
then this time we had about eight squaddies, all Millwall fans or so, nine, ten of you who just go do what you need to do. And, you know, that's it. I sort of tell the club we're going to do this and then I normally just, it changes and you boys don't.
Do you know what, Nicky? Sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
For every person, everyone saw something from a different angle in that place. And you just said about the two boys that were late coming in, my lad's like. And I says, look, let's get on round there and get to your place. He says, look, you know, can't be helped. And I watched as they walked across the back of the pitch. And it was like the slowest Mexican wave of people standing up and applauding. And then it just moved with them. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. You just never see. Wow. You know, but that was what I saw from there. You know, you probably wouldn't have seen that, but it did look, that looked amazing. Just then, boys just walking, you know, down that length of pitch.
To that point, a lot of the crowd didn't expect that there were so many Millwall fans serving personnel until that point when we all started going mad. And I think because you relate to the crowd, it makes it that bit more personal for them. Obviously, it makes the atmosphere go 10 times madder.
They loved it when I started. No one liked us, and they was like that. Oh, I didn't realise you was Millwall.
Yeah, yeah.
just to clear up, we had about 8 soldiers, I think it was, in the end. Nearly all of them were Millwall. We had a Submariner as Millwall, and we had a few Navy in Millwall, obviously.
And a bomber. Few veterans.
Yeah. What were all Millwall. And we've done all right. I mean, next year I've now gained myself a second lieutenant who works at Ministry of Defence, who's now my liaison officer. So the RAF will be represented next year as well. I think 30 odd soldiers as what we had this year was probably the ideal cherry number what we need, but
army to navy ratio.
Maybe we'll escalate it a bit next year and maybe see if we can talk the club into doing with Husky, maybe doing a half time crossbar challenge between the Navy and the Army. That would be wicked, wouldn't it? There's an idea. If you want it to happen, then obviously just turn around and say we've got to have it. Peer pressure can make it happen. I could see Husky
be quality, yeah.
it do, but that would be quality, wouldn't it?
I've been practicing all year for that.
Mick, my brother was one of the veterans on the day. And we had a couple of others, and one of the veterans there was a Tottenham fan. And even he said to me, they have never, ever had. But like my brother's view on things is slightly different to what I am. Because I'm a bugler, I've seen the public and everything like that. He's never had or never felt so appreciated in his life that he was so stunned by the way that he was treated and accepted and everything like that. And he said, I've just never felt like that before. And to hear that from your little brother, because it's a bit blasé to me, because I do this I do all these events and stuff. Sunday I've done an event. Saturday I was on the Lord Mayor's show this weekend. I'm used to all these big events, but to hear it from someone, done a tour, had a bit of an hard time out there, and then had an hard time getting out the army to go, do you know what? Just to have them, 15,000 people appreciate me, people that, we are through and through the club together. They loved it.
I don't think there was one person there, mate, who would have said a bad word against you.
No.
I think it's one of those days that in our calendar is just superb. It's great. I mean, Eddie, before we break for part two, what was one standout moment from the whole of the day? And fuck's sake, please don't say Weatherspoons. hang on. What part of the day in the surrounding area of Millwall was in fucking not outside it, stuck out for you that day?
It's just going to be carrying the wreath round on the pitch, and laying it Coldblow Lane end, putting it behind the goal. I was a bit gutted that they'd already kicked off before I got it down there, being the last one down there. But, the buzz of the place, the generosity of the fans, the respect from the fans. I don't know. Millwall have always got the wrong end of publicity. And you know what, I occasionally, all right, yeah, we might be a bit fucking wrong at times, but it's one hell of a club. And I'll tell you what, I was proud as punch to be there. And yeah, that's me defining bit of the day is actually being out there to go and do that.
Yeah, no, I understand. Archie, what's your standout moment?
I've already mentioned it. That moment when we was in front of Coldblow Lane, going mental, different level.
Jake's moment is that he didn't fuck it up.
That's exactly what it is, mate. Like, there's no listen to be able to sit there and go to anybody. I was able to go to my club and play last post. For any bugler in any regiment, in any whatever, like, if you're a football, rugby, whatever fan, to go to your place that you've always wanted to do it and do it. Bearing in mind, I've been Buckingham Palace, I've done Windsor Castle, I've done Towerston.
All right, fucking hell. You know what I mean?
But Millwall's always the best because the reaction you get from it is just there's no other feeling to it.
No, that's it. I mean, Danny, I can think what your one is, and we're going to a bit more detail in part two on that. But I mean, what was your standout moment?
Yeah, well, you alluded to it a little bit earlier when me and you were standing next to the flag on the corner, and as every single member of the forces came past, they all chucked up a salute to me, and obviously honouring my brother. That obviously puts tingles on the back of your neck, and that was, level of respect shown there is, yeah, that was absolutely amazing.
That was an unbelievable. It was an unbelievable gesture, an unbelievable thing they did, and I was standing next to you. And I was honoured to be able to stand next to you and take that in, and it knocked me back to a degree. So fuck knows what it did for you and your missus being there. But yeah, it sort of it knocks you bandy. And I just want to say that
my mum saw the video online and she literally brought a tear to her eye to see that. So,
well, I loaded that video online on TikTok. Okay, TikTok, whatever you want. But that video of them saluting you and your brother, or saluting you in memory of your brother, has, as of when I come on here, let me just double check quickly. It's now been seen over 120,000 times.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, that is.
And unlike with certain bits of pieces, it tells you what's what, but most people, I think it's something like over 540 hours.
It's a timeless story, a story of graciousness and grandeur. It's the story of America's largest home, of endless gardens and leisurely strolls through rolling green meadows. Come walk in the footsteps of the Vanderbilt family and experience all there is to see and do at Biltmore. Your story awaits. Plan your visit at biltmore.com.
On August 25th...
I'm the most brutal, vicious, ruthless champion that ever been.
The most anticipated original series is here. You may know Tyson.
You're the heavyweight champion of the world, young, rich, and black.
But do you know Mike?
The minute you get too big, they gotta cut you down.
Starring Trevante Rhodes.
I am Mike.
And Harvey Keitel.
They'll love you as much as they fear you.
Now I'm really going to have some fun.
Mike, series premiere August 25th, only on Hulu.
People have actually, you know, watched for, a 30, 40 second video. And I think
that's amazing.
The average time is about 20 odd seconds where people will probably watch a bit of it flick through, but over 120,000. So if you're on TikTok, it's at Millwall Pod. Go have a look at the video. Give us a like, add a comment. I shared the comments with you earlier, and there's a lot of ex-veterans and
even just supporters of other clubs throughout the country. It's amazing. Even West Ham fans and things like that just writing how amazing it was. So it just goes to show that respect, it's beyond support. It's beyond rivalries.
That is it, completely. So look, we're going to end part one here. We're going to be straight back in a minute with part two. And we'll talk a bit more about Lee's bench, and we'll talk a bit more about the service what took place after the game, and anything else really to finish. So yeah, we'll be back straight after this. Everyone all right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
If none of you know, England's just won 10-0.
What's that?
England's just won 10-0.
Welcome back to part two. In case you wanted to know, England's just won 10-0. And one of the people on this chat has won a fortune on the back of that result. But we'll let you go there. So I've got a couple of pictures, really, to go from the day here, which doesn't mean anything to you boys and girls listening to us on a podcast, but you'd have to go to YouTube to have a look. One of the things, obviously, from the day, what I wanted to do from the beginning, I'll come back to the pictures, I can put them in afterwards, was not so much the Submariner boys, but the Albert McKenzie, which if I had Navy boys on, we could do it. Typical Navy, mate, not there for the final showing.
I think Bombers cut Rick. I see him on the weekend, and I think Bombers recovering from this weekend as well.
Well, yeah, he's got. He, for those who don't know, Bomber did Remembrance Day yesterday at the Cenotaph. He does that every year, and he's got other bits and pieces on as well. So yeah, he works hard around this time of the year. Albert McKenzie, obviously a national hero around our way. Outside Manzies, there's a statue of him on Tower Bridge Road. He won the VC. Pretty much Google him and find out about him, but he's an absolute hero. We have now incorporated that trophy as such onto our Remembrance Day game where we do a presentation. John Berylson's presented it to the winner before. Steve Kavanagh has presented it. It's the last couple of years where we've done it, and some other people have presented over time. This year was Brian King. Brian King presented it, and he was absolutely honoured to meet a lot of you and see, obviously, those people who were there, which is great. It just adds to the part of the day. The game could have done with a win, would have been great, rather than, you know, the way it went as such, but it is what it is. But after the game, and everybody had left, we all met, and we then proceeded to pick the reefs up, and Bomber got you all lined up outside around the Coldblow Lane end, and you basically marched all the way back round to Lee's bench and placed the reefs on the bench and everything else. Archie, you were involved in that, and so are you, Jay. Eddie, you were there, but I don't think you carried one, did you? You didn't carry a reef, did you?
No, my reef stayed down Coldblow Lane end, I think.
Well, no, I think they all come up. All the reefs come up in the end. All the reefs come up. And we'll come back to you actually there with your Submariners badge thing. But how was it for you, Archie, to remember? Because you served in the same battalion, didn't you?
Yep.
So collecting the reefs and continuing the service afterwards onto Lee's bench to be the focal point, how was that for you? And yeah, really, just how was that part of the commemoration, I suppose is the right word, not celebration, the commemoration? How was that for you afterwards?
Yeah. It was an honour. It was a privilege. It's good to have been there as a representation from the same battalion as what Lee is. Obviously, always growing up, he's always been. He's like a known hero around the area and also within the battalion. He's not forgotten in the battalion. You see his name every day on the war memorial and stuff. And whenever the remembrance period comes up, he's what obviously the main face of the day and stuff. So yeah, it was an honour. I'm happy I got to do it and lay up a wreath with the regimental cap badge on his behalf.
Jake, you had a shaky start to the second last post, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you consume alcohol and don't get told you're going to play outside. for me, I've lost a fair few friends in my service and lost quite a lot of people I've known. Like my regiment suffered, 56, if I remember off the top of my head, 56 all in all in the time that we've been about, which we formed in 2007. To do it for anybody that's lost their life during that time period or in the past, it's always a pleasure to meet the family. Pleasure meeting Dan. I was an ex-cadet in the same sector as the O'Callaghans. So I knew of Danny. I knew of his brother. I also knew of Chris Raymond, who was also in the same regiment as them. So it was a privilege. It was, you know, daunting as well, because you always want to put on the best that you can, and especially when you have people there that are actually family to that person you're remembering. So, but again,
No, I understand. I mean, Danny, you were obviously next to the bench. You said a couple of words afterwards, but I mean, how is it to you and your family? A sort of bit of a spot here, but Millwall fans have never ever let your brother be forgotten.
No,
from the campaign in Woolwich to get a street named after him, to arrange, fund, and get a bench, speak to the club to get that bench laid there. You know, the fact that the club arranged to get the flag put in there for you, which is there permanently. You know, another fan got the bench recognised. I mean, it's not gonna bring your brother back, and I'm not pretending it does, but it must be a nice solace as such to your family to know actually that there's somewhere there at the club he loved where you can always go have a sit down and sort of
always
be with him to a degree. How was that part? And I know it sounds a bit, you know, not, I don't feel right saying how does it feel to you, because, you know, I don't want to, but I just think that it's for people who don't necessarily know the story with your brother and everything else. It just sort of, it brings it in. So, yeah, I do apologise for...
No, don't apologise.
I mean, how was it on the last part?
Yeah, the last part is, obviously, we collected the wreaths, and I sort of stood just behind the guys as they was marching around to the bench. And just as they were sort of cutting through the crowd of people leaving, and these are people who are sort of disappointed with the result of the day and things like that, but they still sort of, as soon as the guys were marching past, everyone stood still and was silent. Even the little kids were looking up going, look, it's the army. And you could just see like how proud the kids were just to see everyone just forming up for that one last time. And yeah, just laying the wreath, and even a little small group of people came and held a flag up at the back. And again, like I said, as Jake played the last post again, it was silent again. And it's just, this club never fails me, never fails to amaze me. Like you said, it's been 17 years now. And all those things you mentioned that the club have done, they're more recent things. Even sort of the day after my brother died, the club sort of got in touch with our family and is inviting us to games and allowed us to put a flag out even back then. And even gave me tickets to come and watch Mill versus Verenvaros in the UEFA Cup. And I can imagine there weren't too many of them floating around. So small tokens and gestures like that is just the club just always impress us.
The second time Jake played the last post in front of Lee's bench, it was strange. We were standing there and obviously I videoed it, and then I stepped into the middle when Jake was playing the last post. And the reason I videoed it was so that other people could see it, because we didn't publicise it. It wasn't about publicising it. We knew it was going to happen, but the problem was that we couldn't necessarily over-publicise, because the last thing we needed was 15,000 fans standing in the car park. Would have caused us headaches with the old bill and trying to get coaches out and everything else. So, you know, it was done for whatever reason. You know, there was quite a few people who stayed behind, but there was a lady standing next to me. And as soon as Jake hit that first note, she was in bits. And afterwards, she turned and she'd obviously understood that, you know, I was something to do with all this and put it all together. She just turned around and she thanked me. And I went, "Why are you thanking me?" She went, "Every time I hear last post, I remember my uncle." And she was my age. And you know, he died in service in Afghanistan. And you're like, it's those little tiny bits what I think makes the day important. You know, yes, I've spoken to you about Lee. We've done a podcast about Lee. We've spoken about, you know, everything about Lee. Lee was your older brother. We went through there and we understand. I suppose it's, to me, that day we've just, and I'm not saying it's you, I see what it means to you about that day, but it was weird that day, and probably some of you, there was lots of people crying. Mm. There was lots of people showing emotion that day. What I didn't really expect. I've not, you know, I've seen it, but I've not really. And again, it's hard to say, but the day to me is just a blur. I need to make sure you're here at this time. I need to make sure you're there at that time. I need to make sure that I get you in the boxes. I need to make sure I get you in the exec lounge. I need to make sure I get you here, there, everywhere else. So the day to me is a blur. I run around. I mean, that day, I think I'd done best part of about 8 miles, about 100, just over 100 steps, 100 floors. So my day is running around left, right, center. I've got Mel, who does all the poppy stuff, who I have to say fucking works tirelessly, especially this year, to get everything done. But this year just seemed very, very emotional. There was lots of people who seemed to be affected by what went on this year. But I don't know. One thing before we look towards the end was, and there is a video of it, but there's two questions for Eddie. One, Eddie, why were there so many Submariners in London that weekend?
Right, so Submarine Remembrance, we do a week before the Cenotaph. We've got our own memorial on the embankment, just opposite Middle Temple Gardens. We meet there every Sunday before the Cenotaph, 10 o'clock in the morning, and you'll find you've probably got 300-350 service in uniform, and it's probably the largest amount of Navy you'll have in London at any time. I think when you got the Cenotaph, you might have the Guard of 120 and a few others, but you never get the amount of people that we bring up to London. And you know what? I think you find there was 123 submarines lost between the first and the Second World Wars. And that's not 123 people, that's 123 crews. And then you start working out the numbers of, you know, and how dangerous the job was. And we're still proving it's still a dangerous job today. The Malaysian submarine went down earlier this year, losing 48 lives. And then there was the Argentinian one that had an explosion on, and that, I think it was 2 years ago. And that was another 44 lives lost there. And you know what? It doesn't matter what country they're from. We're that band of brothers. We'll actually respect their families. And, you know, I did find out the other day, between the naval bases, we'd raised £48,000. And that went to one of the ships was out in Malaysia. And they presented a check so that all the families had some money, you know. I mean, it doesn't bring their sons, daughters, or whatever back, but it was something we did for them. And, you know, I think it was the Malaysian president was very sort of pleased with our generosity. And, you know, we are all a brotherhood. And you know what? Army, Navy, Air Force, we do all respect each other. And, you know, but yeah, we do that all on, we do that on a Sunday, and we remember, you know, we remember our fallen brothers as well.
One thing more. Again, I know there's a video and people might have seen it, people might not have seen it. Check out the full video. It's on our YouTube channel if you want to see what they look like as well. On the day, your boys, what was a fantastic gesture and a great moment, to be fair. At the bench, if you've not seen the bench at Millwall, there's a bench at Millwall, which is Lee O'Callaghan's bench, and then above there is another tribute, a plaque. Again, a Millwall Forum raised money for that, Hoff House of Fun, whichever way you want to call it. You know, people slag it off, but it does fucking unbelievable amounts of good things for charity from that site. There's a plaque for Lee Rigby, a good quality stone plaque. for Lee Rigby, and your boys come over and ripped off their Dolphins, put one on Lee's bench, and then put one on Lee Rigby's plaque, and I'll explain where they've gone so that people don't think someone's nicked them in a minute. But what do they mean? What did that? What does that? What does it mean, Eddie?
So the Submarine Dolphins are presented to the Submariner when he's qualified. It's not an easy qualification. If you were a chef on board, you'd have to know the same as what the engineer would know in isolating HB air bursts, oil bursts, you know, how to shut down bulkheads if there's a fire. It's all life learning stuff. And these guys get these dolphins a little bit more extra money for it, just for the knowledge. And they're not easy to earn. You know, the bench and the plaque are two lives, you know, lost. Doing what we do, you know, we do what we do for our queen and country, and they were doing exactly the same. And you know what? It's an honour to actually. There's nothing else I could do to show my respect for both the lads, really, and that's why we put the one on the bench and one on the plaque. Yeah, that's pretty much it, mate.
I switch my mic off every show. It's common practice now, so yeah, don't worry. What I done with them is I took them off the bench. They were there, and then I took them off because I didn't want them to get damaged or go missing. I think there is a better way. So what I did with the one on Lee's bench was I gave it to Danny, and I think, Danny, you've given it to your mum.
Yeah.
And what we done with the Lee Rigby one is – Mel's still talking to Lynn Rigby, which is Lee's mum, and I think she's going to be in touch with you, Eddie, just to get us something written up of what it meant and whatnot from you boys. But then she's gonna send that to Lee Rigby's mum as well, because I think it's nice for them both to have that. It was respected to their sons. It wasn't done for a show of, you know, for likes or look at me or whatever. And I think it's a personal item, what, you know, they've probably not had, they're probably never going to get. And I just think it's something for them to keep and go from there. So, yeah. Well, look, gents, we've been on for nearly an hour. I can't thank you enough for coming on. We'll go round the table again. We'll start with you, Eddie. And then you, Archie, you, Danny, and then I'll finish with you, Jake. But have you got any final message or anything you want to say? You can be anything you want. You know, if you can remember someone who's fallen, you can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. But I'll leave the final words to you boys before I close out. So we'll start with you, Eddie.
As I say, the day was amazing. When I walked into the stand at Poplar Lane End, a lad just got up out of his seat, come over to me, tapped me on the shoulder, and then he flashed his ID card. And he went, I'm a fellow Submariner. I was like, all right, another Millwall fan, brilliant, blah, blah, blah. And he was actually on my old submarine. So I thought that was a nice thing to do. So you sort of, you weave your way through the day, and I thought, right, yeah, okay, I'll go and meet up with the rest of the lads or whatever. But up in the exec lounge, the generosity... I think you were auctioning the RBL Millwall badge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
170 squiddly diddlies for that. And I was like, I was well impressed.
That was the Millwall badge. That was the Millwall club emblem with a poppy.
That's
the British Legion one, what you can buy for a fiver. It was our last one what Mel had. And some guy paid £170 for it.
Yeah. So then after you did that, I was like, right, set of dolphins, see how much we get for these badges. And then they went for 110 quid, which Mel had a bit of sakes trying to get that sort of money into the chargy thing, wasn't it? The old this thing. But overall, you know, yeah, hell of a day. Millwall treated us like fucking royalty. It was absolutely amazing. And I got to meet a load of new people. There was a fella up there that in the bar, he was telling me about my granddad. And you know what? That tugged on a few heartstrings as well. So, I'll just say hello to any family that are listening to this, because I probably all will now. Now they're not being on it anyhow. So that'd be the Usbys and the Francises and the other Edwardses. So,
and you got to meet someone you hadn't seen for a long time as well with Veronica, as well. So,
As I say, she's been a friend for many, many years, and you know, she hasn't changed a bit. So
no
and just... you know what, Mickey, we'll do this again. Thanks very much for that.
No, we will, Archie.
Thank you to everyone that was there on the day for making it so special and treating us like royalty. Thank you to you, Mick, for making it happen. And thank you to anyone else in the club that was involved to make it happen. Mel, thank you.
Mel does all the pop with day. She's a boss, isn't she? She's a fucking slave driver, is Mel.
thank you all for making it so special. The way this club does things is really, really different to all the clubs. And not too long winded or anything, but my regiment, we recruit from all the Southeast England. So we got all the London clubs. We got Pompey, we got Southampton. And as much as it pains me to admit, we got a lot of West Ham. But the way that when people back at my battalion see the way that this club does things, they're just in disbelief. And Mills is just, everyone in this battalion loves Millwall. I've converted 3 people from other clubs to supporting Millwall and bringing them down. So, yeah. Special club.
I'll come to you first, Jake, and then I'll finish with Danny, because it's going in order on my screen. So, Jake.
Again, like, thank you for everybody. Thank you for the respect shown in your silence. When you know we're doing the remembrance service, thank you for the appreciation you give us all. Like, it is appreciated. And you know, we will always, you know, try and give our appreciation back where we can when we're at the club. But if we would have scored that second goal, mate, the bugle was going everywhere. I had about 10 people telling me, "You're going to play when they score." I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry, I will be. Don't worry, it's going." It's
the red card. If you would have done it for that red card,
that would have been. But no, like, you know, as I said, as everybody said, this club does. Part of my regiment goes and does, or usually goes and does, the remembrance service at West Ham. When one of my lads done it, not last year, year before,
taxpayer-funded stadium.
Who was a West Ham fan. He come through the stadium and said, "Listen, like, you lot do it 10 times better than what West Ham, they are so restricted, rah, rah, rah. Millwall, you go and do what you want. You can do, the fans are much more appreciated." He was like that. I'm generally disgusted at how we're treated there to what you lot are treated here. So, Millwall, do keep doing what you're doing, because you are the number one club that everybody always says looks after their veterans, looks after their soldiers, and, you know, just shows that appreciation. And to the fans,
just been reading my notes, haven't you, Jay?
Fans, just, you know, we've got to keep supporting the club. It doesn't matter, we drew, keep pushing, you know, keep pushing with the club. We're doing all right. Let's keep
going. And
keep
welcome pushing. To the Jay Party Political Broadcast now. On behalf of the Rowett Inn, party. Let's not start on a Rowett Out supporter. Who had a member of the armed forces go up to do a poppy collection in a box and went, "No, I'm all right, I've got one." And he went, "Do you want to put some in?" And he went, "No, I've got one, I don't need any more." And didn't bother sticking his hand in. But don't worry, you probably got loads of top chat. Oops. Anyway, Danny.
Yes.
Your final message, mate, before I close down.
A massive thank you to not only yourself, Mickey, but everyone involved at Mill Football Club for just never forgetting. And it's not just my brother, it's everyone who's passed, and just putting on a day like this for for you guys, like for Eddie, Archie, Jake, you, for you, your colleagues and everyone. It's just what you deserve. So it's just a massive thank you to the club and to all the community and all the supporters who never forget Lee and his memory. So
I just want to say that Millwall is the Forces Club. End of story. There is no in between. You know, in England, we are by far head and shoulders above anyone else. Yeah, in Scotland, we give it to Rangers. We're affiliated to a degree with Rangers. Our fans like Rangers, etc. But in England, I don't think there's any other greater club than Millwall who remembers our fallen, our serving, our veterans, anyone to it. I'd like to say a massive thanks to Mel for putting up for me for year to year with Mad Ideas. She does the whole of the Poppy Day collection, all your poppies, all your badges, all your bits and pieces, what go with that. That's all her. The bit with the armed forces is all me and we're left to go. But I'd like to say thank you to Billy Taylor. I'd like to say a massive thank you for Shona being involved in this year. Steve Cavanagh, John Berylson, for allowing two Millwall fans to do this on behalf of the club. And they do let us do it. They tell us, you know, what's going on, what they want, you know, if there's anything what they want done, or they're liaise with the clubs for us and tell us what outcomes are and everything else. But they let me and Mel do it. And it's probably one of the greatest honours I could possibly ever do, to be able to remember fallen, serving veterans on behalf of the entire Millwall fan base. And hopefully what we do, they enjoy and they feel proud of doing it. So I'm going to leave it here.
Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.